Aaron, congratulations. Officially, we're named athletic director, approved as athletic director for Scott City on Monday night here. And I know this is probably something that you've been probably looking for a long time, but now being officially AD here in your alma mater, what's that feeling like for you right now?
It's a great feeling. You know, I'm very proud to serve as the AD. Awesome. That's, you know, where I graduated from, hometown, and, you know, my wife and I both from here, and it's a big part of who we are, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, and happy to try to help keep the tradition and cultures alive.
You were the head wrestling coach for the last 3 years. You've been in Scott City back as a teacher and also as a coach for quite a while here, and also assist with track as well. How tough was that maybe to give up the coaching part of things and maybe move out of the classroom as well to being an administrator?
Yeah, it was an extremely hard decision, especially the coaching end of it. I love coaching. I love coaching wrestling and track and even girls golf last fall, but it was the only hard part of the decision, and, you know, I think that I just decided that I would still be a part of those programs and, you know, still be able to make an impact in those programs and possibly be able to impact other programs that I'm not currently involved in. And so being able to have that bigger impact and more influence in the athletic department, I think, was ultimately the driver of that decision.
And it probably helps that you know a lot more about the programs here in Scott City. But what makes Scott City unique as an athletic department, maybe compared to some of the schools similar in size?
Well, I think you go back to just the tradition. And, you know, we have good kids and kids that have high levels of character. And, you know, when you have that character and those traditions and a culture of winning and doing the right thing, and you have that in place, then a lot of special things can happen. And we've done that over the course of the last, you know, forever. So, you know, it's a great place. It's a great place for me to raise my family in. And, you know, like, I'm proud to be from here, and I'm proud to be back here.
You did a couple of years ago, you did middle school here, learned a lot from that. What are some things maybe you've taken from that will help you here down the road?
Yeah, that was a new experience, and of course I was doing all of that while still trying to coach and teach, and so that was extremely hard. And I think I learned a lot about time management in those years, you know, where just being able to get all of that finished. But you know, I built great relationships during that time with the other ADs in the league, and I know all of those people now, and I know a lot of officials and other coaches, and so, you know, I think more than anything, just the relationships I built with, you know, the other people.
Of course, Randy, he's been here for quite a while. He's done a pretty good job as an athletic director. And what are some things maybe you've learned from him and maybe that you want to maybe take with the next step here with the Scott City Athletics?
Yeah, Randy did a great job. And thankfully, he's not leaving, you know, the community, so I can still bug him when I'm a little confused on maybe some things. So, and he's offered to help, and I'm grateful for that, you know. And Randy always had a pretty cool and collected demeanor about him. You know, I think I learned a lot as far as, you know, just not making rash decisions, and you know, sometimes maybe just being able to think some of those things out and those tough decisions, and just having a positive attitude.
What would you like to maybe see with the athletic program or department here down the road? Some things maybe you'd like to implement?
I don't know a lot of specific things right now. You know, I think that you know, we can get better. No matter where we're at in our programs, we can get better. I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, some leadership things that we can implement. How do we develop these athletes? How do we make the tougher athletes, or maybe the ones that aren't giving us all the effort, or maybe the ones that are struggling with other things? You know, how do we reach those kids? And I think there's a lot of strategies and a lot of ways that we can do that. And, you know, we got to try to connect our programs to the community a little bit better, I think. You know, get more and more community members involved, and you know, just try to be the best that we can be in every single program that we're a part of.